Chrysler Sport coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. PG 14 is WPGW Portland.
Well, we are here. Hi, everybody. Rob Weaver, along with Justin Mangold. It's Jay County and Fort Recovery basketball tonight. Should be a great night of high school basketball. We're looking forward to it. I'm, again, Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. Christian Peterson is our studio producer. Let's go over to Justin Mangold with a quick look at the starting lineups.
All right, for Fort Recovery, they are 1-3. They will start Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Ryan Benn, and Russell Gale. Jay County tonight, Xavier Nine, Korbenacher, Dave Link, Noah Arbuckle, and Matt Frank. Then Jay County 4-2. Fort Recovery is 1-3. The Indians coached by Tony Overton. Jay County by Brad Horn. So a couple of former Patriots are coaching junior varsity teams tonight. Overton for Fort Recovery, Horn for Jay County.
Yeah, we're always looking forward to a good contest here. And hopefully we'll have a great night of basketball tonight here on WPGW AM and FM in Portland. And we got time for a little commercial message here, I believe, so we're going to take time for that. Be back in just a moment here on PG14 J Country 101 after we pause for this commercial message.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Christmas with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Okay, here we go with the junior varsity game. We're underway here, Jay County and Fort Recovery, Fortside Fieldhouse. Inside for Matthew Franks, it's no good. There's a foul on the Indians, and let's see who that's going to be on. It's going to be on Ryan Post. Ryan's their best scorer so far this year. He's put up quite a few points over the first four games.
5'9" freshman.
Free throws good by Matthew Franks to make it 1-0. Jay County takes the first lead in the contest. And the second one is also good, so it's 2-0.
And 1-3 for Fort Recovery, 4-2 the record for Jay County.
Three-point shot by Post. It's no good. Rebounds on the deck, picked up by Fort Recovery, and a foul's going to be called on Jay County as ended up with the basketball was Gavin Toby. And Matthew Franks gets called for the foul. It's a non-shooting foul. It'll be out of bounds across the way to Fort Recovery. Reagan Martin will toss it in. Comes into Ryan Post. Post on the left side of the key. Now goes towards the top of the key. Back to the left. Feeds off here to Reagan Martin. Martin's also a very nice player for the junior varsity.
And also a freshman.
Outside. That eighth grade class last year had a totally undefeated season for Fort Recovery, so they have high expectations for that freshman group, and even some of the guys are on the varsity. There's a shot no good from the left side by Reagan Martin. The rebound comes to Jay. Xavier Nine with it, top of the key. He will go to the right side. stops at the baseline, double teamed. Ball's knocked away by Martin. Now picked back up by Jay County's Corbin Ocker. Top of the key to Gabe Link. He'll hit the 3-point shot. Gabe Link on a three to make it 5-0. Jay County off to a quick start here over the junior varsity team, which, by the way, is coached by a former Jay County Patriots. Tony Overton is the junior varsity coach here at Fort Recovery. Here's an inside shot up and no good by Fort Recovery's Reagan Martin. Rebound Jay County. Left to Gabe Link. He'll go to the hole. He passes off to Matthew Franks. It's tipped away. Link got it back. Back out to Xavier Nine. Free throw line to Corbin Ocker. Now to Xavier Nine, being guarded by Martin. Around the horn to the right side it goes. Ocker back out top to Link. Ooh, almost drug his foot. Matthew Franks open three, and he missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, as getting the board there was Gavin Toby.
And the shot was online and just missed it short.
Martin on the right side. Might have been a little traveling music there.
Just a little. Shots
up and no good by Toby. Rebound comes to Corbin Ocker for Jay County. And Xavier Nine with the ball. Spins, feeds it over on the right side to Matthew Franks. Back outside to Xavier Nine. We're on both WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM and also FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. We welcome you to the broadcast. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. Our studio producer in Portland is Christian Peterson, and for FortRecoveryRadio.com, it is Mr. Neil Spencer. Shot by Jay County's no good. Here's Martin. He'll pop a shot, blocked by Corbin Ocker. Martin got it back, puts it up again, blocked again. Rebound Matthew Franks. 3:57 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Jay County leads it by 5-0. Matthew Franks with the ball, top of the key. Going to get some subs coming in for Jay here in a moment. Inside to Xavier Nine. Can't find the opening. Feeds it off over here to Gabe Link. Link will try to pass to Noah Arbuckle, and it goes off Noah's hands and out of bounds. Are they going to give it to Jay? Really?
It appears that way.
I thought that went off Noah Arbuckle, didn't you?
I thought so, too.
So it'll be Xavier Nine for Jay County tossing it in here. The Patriots will retain possession, despite the fact that we didn't see it that way, but we don't count, do we?
No, we never take our opinion.
Inside to Matthew Franks, up no good for Jay County. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Riley Dilworth. Dilworth across the timeline. On the left to Reagan Martin. Back on the right side it goes to Toby. Toby will feed over here to Riley Dilworth. Now down low to Ben. He turns, fires, and misses. Rebound battled for. And it goes to Jay County, Xavier Nine. There's two big guys right there when you're talking about Brian Ben and Matthew Franks battling each other.
Yes, they are.
And the ball goes out of bounds, knocked out of bounds on the Jay County end by Fort Recovery. And Xavier Nine will toss it in. 3 minutes to go here now in the first quarter. Gabe Link, right side jumper, is good. Gabe Link connects. It's a long two. No, they give him a three. 3-point shot, 8-0, and timeout is called as Jay County has jumped out to a lead here this evening. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this. Dr. David A. Follenkamp, ODPC, and his staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by the office and look over their new lines of frames from BCBG, L, Nike, Ray-Ban, Carrera, and Steve Madden. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for both adults and children. Dr. Follenkamp's office is at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David Follenkamp. Back here at Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Jay County battling here this evening in junior varsity and varsity basketball. We're in the JV game, and Jay County's jumped out to an 8-0 lead here in the first quarter of this junior varsity contest.
Yeah, a couple of Gabe Link threes and two Matt Franks free throws.
Right side it goes to Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby. Around the horn over here on the left. Toby gets it back in the corner. Back outside it goes to Regan Martin. Right side to Dilworth, back outside. In the game now for Fort Recovery is Dylan Evers. Evers gets it, shoots from the left baseline and hits. Dylan Evers with a nice basket. makes it 8-2. Indians draw back to within 6 points. And they needed that one.
Yeah, much needed basket after the timeout. A design play by Coach O.
There's a shot up by Xavier Knight on a scoop. It's no good. A battle for the rebound. And they say Matthew Franks was stepped on the end line, and it goes to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Matt did everything he could to stay in bounds and just couldn't quite toe the line.
So bringing it up. Across the timeline goes Regan Martin. To the right side. Now he goes all the way to the baseline. Stop. Shut off there. Back outside it goes to Gavin Toby. Back to Martin. Martin fires. Misses on the three. Rebound tipped around and comes down to Xavier Nine off the fingertips of Landon Grimes. Landon Grimes also in the game for Jay County now. Gabe Link with it for the Patriots. Out top it goes to Landon Grimes on the left to Xavier Nine. He'll drive in, feeds off to Matthew Franks, breaking down the lane, and Franks lays it in to give the Patriots 10 points. And Jay County's leading here 10-2. Regan Martin with the basketball out front with it. He'll pass on the left side. There's Dilworth firing from the wing. Three-pointer's no good. Rebound comes to Gabe Link of Jay County.
And a wide-open shot for Dilworth, just too strong.
This wouldn't go in for Riley. Jay County with the ball. Gabe Link with it. On the left side it goes. There's a shot by Landon Grimes. No good from three-point land. Rebound Gabe Link. He puts it back up and in. Gabe Link with the rebound basket. 12-2. Jay County on top. Jay County's 4-2, and the Indians are 1-4. 1-3. Their win was against Adelphus Jefferson in two overtimes. Back outside it goes. Back on the left to Regan Martin. Martin will try to pass over here, and it's thrown away. Landon Grimes comes up with it, drives all the way in and scores, and he's fouled on the play by Gavin Toby. So Landon Grimes gets the layup, and he will be at the free throw line. That makes it now 14-2. Jay County in the lead. Here comes some substitutions for Fort Recovery. Ryan Post came back in. Also, I see it's Owen Shane in there. And Ben comes back in. Brian Ben back in for the Indians. Free throw's no good by Landon Grimes. Rebound comes down to the Indians. Dylan Evers. Evers is one of those freshmen. Outside Ryan Post. Post dribbling the basketball. Feeding on the left wing to Owen Shane. Back out top. There's Regan Martin. Ryan Post inside to Ben. And Ben is going to be fouled. And they'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Going to call the foul on the Patriots' Gabe Faulkner, who just came in the lineup. So Faulkner picks up his first foul. Jay County leads 14-2 with about 12 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brian Benn up and can't get it to go down. Rebound tapped around, and Gabe Faulkner comes away with it. Jay County has time for a shot. There's Faulkner on a three. Does not go. A little short. He didn't realize at first how little time there was, and then he finally got the shot off, but it did not go. So after one, the Jay County Patriots have a nice lead here over the Fort Recovery Indians in junior varsity basketball tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's 14-2. Jay County in the lead. We'll be back.
This wonderful holiday season, the Jay County Hospital Board of Trustees and the employees of the Jay County Hospital, Family First Healthcare, Family Practice of Jay County, Jay Family Medicine, Tri-County Surgery, and Meridian MD West Jay Clinic, thank you for your trust and continued support. Wishing you happy holidays and a healthy new year, your Jay County Hospital.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Hi, this is Bob Brown, Barn Brown Insurance, 211 South Main in Dunkirk. Barn Brown Insurance is proud to support the Jay County Patriots in all their endeavors.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver, Justin Mangoldum. We're glad to have a nice group of Fort Recovery and Jay County sponsors on our broadcast tonight. Let's move over to Justin Mangold for the second quarter. Justin.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Fort Recovery with the basketball to start the quarter. A three-pointer is missed by Russell Gale. Patriots get the rebound. Here comes Corbin Ocker up, no good. The rebound tapped around, and Ocker gets it himself. Jay County keeps possession. Another corner for Gabe Faulkner. Faulkner up top to Landon Grimes. Around to the corner for Noah Arbuckle. The left no open, won't take the three though. Over to Braden Mock. Mock tries a three, no good. Rebound tapped out, and Faulkner will knock it out of bounds. So it goes to the Indians here. 14-2 the lead for Jay. Not the best first quarter Jay County has played this year, as far as junior varsity goes.
I would agree with you on that.
Just came out firing tonight. Neither team has a turnover yet. Inside, bucket is up and good for Ryan Post.
Nice drive by Ryan, who is their leading scorer.
Makes it 14-4. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Left open as Grimes won't take the three. Arbuckle will. Missed it. Rebound tapped around, foul over the back.
Braden Mock
picks up his first foul.
So he is nailed with the foul, and Fort Recovery will have the ball. Fort Recovery puts it in play underneath the Jay County basket. Leaving the game is going to be Dylan Evers, who came in there.
Didn't notice. I think Martin might have came back in here. 14-4 the lead for Jay. Martin backs it up. Little stutter step goes to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound Braden Mock, and he lost out of bounds.
Actually, Brian Benn. Okay. No, it did go off Braden, you're right.
So Fort Recovery keeps the ball. Three subs coming back in for Jay. Matt Franks, Gabe Link, and Gavin Randall.
Landon Grimes will leave. Noah Arbuckle will leave. And Corbin Ocker will leave.
14-4, Jay in the lead. And as Martin triggers the inbounds, comes in deep to Ben. Ben to the right side for Ryan Post. Post dishes out to Toby. He'll try a 12-footer. No good. The rebound taken down by Braden Mock. Mock did not play last night for Jay. Patriots lost to Delta. And junior varsity play. On the left side, Jay County with the basketball is Braden Mock. Mock up top for Link. Nice drive to the hoop. Puts it up, no good. Rebound taken down by Ben of Fort Recovery.
That was probably the most prolific display of three-point shooting by their junior varsity last team for a JV squad that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I counted Delta had 9 3-pointers last night.
Wow, in the junior varsity game we're talking.
Ben, nice move inside and got it to go.
Ryan Benn.
That was so clean, I didn't think it went through for a second. Did not hit any net or anything. It just fell through. 14-6, the lead. Basket for Jay County up and good for Randall and a foul.
They call Brian Benn for the foul.
First foul on Benn with 4.5 to play.
We'll be talking to both coaches between games, so stay tuned for that here on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland.
Free throw is good for Randall. Owen Shane checked in during the timeout, or during the free throw. 17-6 the lead for Jay, back to 11. Down low it goes to Ben. Ben gets it outside to Shane. A three-pointer is short. Rebound taken down by Jay Cumming.
Gabe Faulkner able to save that.
Might have been some contact on the shot. No call. I tend to let him play for the most part. On the left side is Braden Mock. Little feed inside to Franks. Puts it up on a hook and in. Franks for 6 points. And Coach Overton says timeout. 3:58 to play here. Second quarter. It's Jay County 19 and Fort Recovery 6.
We'll be back in just a moment.
And now, a very special announcement from the children of Dave's Heating and Cooling.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Kenley.
entire family at Dave's Heating and Cooling wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Your Christmas shopping headquarters is Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern. This year's hot sale item is the Made in Bern Hitzer Outdoor Fire Pit Grill. It's the best, constructed of heavy steel with a lid and a cooking arm. Ideal for warmth as well as cooking, making it both strong and useful. Hitzer is also your local area dealer of Made in America Pelican Extreme Coolers and Tumblers. Make Hitzer in Bern a must Christmas shopping stop.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 3:58 to play, second quarter, 19-6. Dade County in the lead. Indians have already used a couple of timeouts tonight. Fort Recovery with the basketball, trailing by 13. Across the midcourt comes Regan Martin. Martin goes to his right to Russell Gale. Gale to the corner, now back down low to Shane. He'll put the shot up, no good. Foul from behind on Gabe Link.
Yeah, I think it's on Gabe. Darian Sheffer makes the call there.
It is on Link. His first team four. So Owen Shane will have free throws. First one is good. Shane's a sophomore at 6 foot. 19-7 the score. One more for Shane. Missed that one. Rebound taken down on the right side by Gabe Link. Link will play point guard this time. And has it knocked away. Picked up by Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby. He'll come down, lay it up, no good. A hard foul prevented the shot.
So Gavin will be at the line here for two shots.
Randall will pick up the foul.
Gavin Randall with the foul.
So Gavin fell Gavin.
Yeah.
Randall and Toby. Free throw is missed.
Gavin Toby's one of those freshman kids. Regan Martin's a freshman. Ryan Post is a freshman. Dylan Evers is a freshman. Brian Ben's a freshman. You see why they were undefeated as eighth graders last year. And they've got, not only that, they've got two freshmen, Clay Smits and Derek Judy, on the varsity.
Pretty young team for their junior varsity. Team Jay County is a mix of freshmen, sophomores, and a couple of juniors. Pass inside goes to Frank, and he lost out of bounds. That's the first turnover tonight for either team. With 3:15 to play in the second, Jay leads it 19-7.
Hey, congratulations, Hoosier fans. Wow, what a win for IU over Notre Dame today.
A comeback win. IU was down by 14 and came back to beat Notre Dame. Shot inside is no good for Ryan Post. Rebound for Matt Franks. He's a little feisty tonight. 12-point Patriot lead. Of course, Indiana didn't need a three-pointer at the buzzer like Ball State did, so they didn't quite do it with the flair that the Cardinals did.
Almost.
Almost.
Overtime.
They took overtime, so I guess I get a little partial credit for that.
Made a big shot there at the end of the regulation.
Franks with the ball down low for Jay. Hooks the pass. It's deflected. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians, and traveling will be called on Regan Martin. With 2.5 to play here, second quarter, 19-7 Patriots.
Regan's the brother of Caleb Martin, who was an outstanding athlete here at Fort Recovery on that state championship football team.
He's only a freshman at 5'11". For Jay, Landon Grimes feeds to Matt Franks. He's double-teamed. Puts the shot up anyway and gets the fall.
Kind of a side saddle shot on that one.
Makes it 21-7, Jay by 14. Ball is tipped. Ben comes down with it for the Indians. Goes around. Franks puts it up and missed. Franks gets the rebound, and Jay has it leading by 14. Matt wants the ball tonight, does Matt Franks. 1:45 to play in the second. Nice behind-the-back move by Landon Grimes. Goes to the hoop, switches hands, missed the shot.
Nice move by him, but wouldn't go down.
Rebound for Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Martin misses the shot. Another rebound for Matt Franks. 90 seconds to play in the half, Jay by 14. Across the timeline goes Landon Grimes.
Indians just can't get their offense going here tonight.
No, LaVisca won't go in the basket tonight. Had some shots that just won't go. Right side wide open three is Ocker. Online, he missed it, though. Rebound for Fort Recovery. Board taken down by Gavin Toby. Sort of stumbles toward the lane, loses the ball, picked up by Arbuckle. Noah out in front, lays it up and in. Noah Arbuckle's first points tonight, and it's 23-7, a 16-point lead for Jay Cumming. That's the biggest lead tonight for the Patriots. And in the corner with 45 seconds to play, Indians with the basketball with Martin. Martin to his left for Ryan Post. Back to Martin. Martin back on the left wing. Swing it around to the right to Post. He'll try a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Gavin Randall of Jay County with 30 seconds to play.
That's been the Patriots' first half tonight.
And again, that three-pointer by Post was wide open on the wing. It just wouldn't go. 15 seconds to play in the half. Jay with the basketball. Brandon Grimes will back it out. Down to 10. Grimes wants to go left. Finds Franks open for three on the wing. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. A second to play at the half-court shot is no good, and that's the half.
Plenty of distance on the shot by Owen Shane. It just was actually too hard off the top of the bankboard.
And Jay County was defending it, too, so they made sure it wasn't completely easy on the shot attempt. 23-7, Jay County leading here at the half.
Once again, I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. We're on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM and 105.3 FM tonight. And again, our studio producers, Christian Peterson back in Portland and Mr. Neil Spencer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be back with the stats of the first half in just a moment right after this.
Holidays are meant to be a time for family and faith, of making memories, forgetting our troubles, and resting in the hope of peace and goodwill on earth. It's the Christmas season, which helps remind us to count our blessings. So here at Portland Insurance, we would simply like to pause and say thank you for allowing us to service your insurance needs. Portland Insurance is located at 115 East Main in downtown Portland.
Soon these hardware knows you're shopping. The gifts you want are on our shelves for under trees and stockings. So when you need a helping hand, come to our Ace Hardware. Our beggars have all you need to help you spread some cheer this year. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
How big are Ace Lumber, Burn, and Bluffton?
Arms Auto Body at 801 North Wayne Street is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 48 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body at 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Register for courses at Ivy Tech Community College now. Ivy Tech offers many degree choices, including technology, business, healthcare, informatics, general studies, agriculture, and more. Classes are available in person or online. Ivy Tech is your most affordable choice. And with credits that transfer and a name that's trusted by employers, it's a smart choice. For more information about enrolling in Ivy Tech, including classes which are offered right here in Portland, stop by the John Jay Center for Learning in the historic Weiler Building in downtown Portland.
Back here at the half, again, Jay County leading Fort Recovery 23-7 in this Indiana-Ohio matchup. Scoring at the half for the Indians, they are led by Ryan Post, Dylan Evers, and Brian Benn with 2 points each. And all three had one field goal, Ryan Post in the second, Dylan Evers in the first, and Brian Benn in the second, and Owen Shane, a free throw in the second quarter for one. For Jay County tonight, Gabe Link with 8 points, all coming in the first quarter, a couple of threes and a two. Matt Franks also with 8 points. Actually, yeah, Franks with 8 points. He had 2 free throws and a field goal in the first quarter and 2 two-pointers in the second. Again, 8 points for Matt Franks. 3 points for Gavin Randall on a field goal and one in the second quarter. Field goal for Noah Arbuckle in the second for two, and a field goal for Landon Grimes in the first for two. Again, for Jay Kelmy, Link with 8, Franks with 8, 3 for Randall, 2 for Grimes, and 2 for Arbuckle. For Fort Recovery Post, Evers and Ben each with 2, and Owen Shane with 1. Turnovers, very nice for both teams in the half. Jay County with 2 coming in the second quarter, and Fort Recovery with only 1 also in the second quarter. Then Jay led 14-2 after 1. A halftime score, Jay County 23 and Fort Recovery 7. So as far as possessing the basketball, a well-played game for both teams, but the Patriots are hitting the shots and the Indians are not. So there's our difference tonight.
Yep, and that makes a big difference. Just ask Jay County and Fort Recovery about last night. If they would have shot a little bit better, each team would have won those games last night instead of losing close ones. Of course, the Indians losing to Delta St. John's by 3, and Fort Recovery losing, or I should say Jay County losing to Delta by 2 points in their close games last evening. We'll be back with more at the Portside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Jay County, Fort Recovery battling in boys basketball tonight. I think there's not many more games that the fans look forward to than this one right here when these two teams battle.
Yeah, despite the fact that both teams are in conferences now, the Jay County and Fort Recovery has a life of its own. The varsity teams have played 16 times, and right now it's even 8-8, so whoever wins tonight takes the lead, and the girls was just about even. I think Fort Recovery's in front by 2 now, so again, the two schools meet, they're almost dead even as far as matchups go.
And many, many of those games, those 16 varsity games, have been very close games.
Yeah, some come down to the last second. I know a couple, 2-3 years ago, came down to the last second. And last year's game, Jay County won by a lot, but I think they pulled away late. About a 10-point win for the Patriots.
Jay County's pre-Christmas schedule is coming to a screeching halt here pretty soon. The girls are done now until after Christmas, and the boys have one more game for Jay County, and that's at home with Winchester on Tuesday night.
And Jay County will pick back up for the boys on the 30th. Again, for the Patriot fans, that'll be at the Muncie Southside School and not the Muncie Fieldhouse. The Fieldhouse is damaged.
Yeah, basically the top of the building caved in.
Fort Recovery has a game on Tuesday. They will play at South Adams and then at Ansonia on the 23rd. So a couple of games for the Indians left before Christmas.
That's next Saturday for the Ansonia game. We won't be broadcasting either of those. Jay County plays Tuesday. And then Ansonia is just not a broadcast-friendly area. You can't get a decent hotspot to work in that area, which is what we use to do our broadcast. And so I know Neil Spencer is making plans to broadcast the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com next Saturday night for you Fort Recovery fans. We will have the Fort Recovery girls game during the day on Saturday. It'll be an afternoon game. Is that with Arcanum?
Yes, Arcanum and Fort Recovery next Saturday afternoon.
So join us for that one. Steve Stone will be by along with Justin Mangold for the girls game on Saturday right here on the radio from the Portside Fieldhouse. About set to go with the second half. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Christmas puts a special glow in the eyes of children, giving parents and grandparents a lifetime of precious memories. Christmas means brightly wrapped presents, colorful lights, pine cones, and candles. These Christmas thoughts are sent to you with best wishes and a happy holiday from everyone at First Bank of Bern. Your patronage during the past year has been deeply appreciated, and First Bank of Bern, with locations in Bern, Decatur, Bluffton, Portland, and Van Wert, looks forward to serving you in the new year. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Tracy Carpenter from First Bank of Bern. Have a Merry Christmas.
We will try to, Tracy. You too, Justin.
Yeah, we'll try.
See if Santa Claus will visit you this year or not.
Guess we'll find out in about a week.
We're underway for the second half. Jay County has the ball and the huge lead right now, 23-7, and Xavier 9 is going to be...
He should be called for a foul. They actually called it on Fort Recovery.
Darian Sheffer was not in the right position to see that, but Xavier 9 actually shoved off with his forearm, and they ended up calling the foul and sit on the Indians.
And he's hearing about it, too.
Yeah. Noah Arbuckle on the left. Back out top it goes. There's Gabe Link firing, hitting a three-pointer. Gabe's having a nice game tonight.
Up to 11 points tonight and three threes. Season high on threes for Gabe.
Fort Recovery with the basketball. Last time we were here with the varsity, Jay Houck put on quite a three-point performance that night. There's a shot up and good by the Indians. Scoring on the play was Ian Holman. I think that's his first basket, isn't it?
It is.
Makes it 26-9 now. Jay County still a comfortable lead here of 17 points. Gabe Link on the left for Jay County on the wing. Back out top it goes. There's a shot by Xavier 9 on a three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Noah Arbuckle. Feeds off to Link. Turns, fires, and got it. Give Noah Arbuckle the assist and Gabe Link the layup right in front of the basket, making it 28-9 now.
Friendly rim for Gabe Link. Could use that at home sometimes.
There's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good by Ian Holman, and he is fouled, and he'll be at the line for two shots. Indian varsity now heading to the locker room to get dressed. You fans are going to enjoy listening to this game. I think the varsity games will be a great game tonight.
I was thinking they're going a little early, but I forgot it's only 15 minutes between games, so we go at the five-minute mark instead of the three-minute mark.
Ian Holman hits both free throws. He has 4 points just like that. And the score is now 28-11. Fort Recovery is pressing full court now. And there's Matthew Franks fouled by Ian Holman, I believe. No, I'm going to say Dilworth. Riley Dilworth gets called for the foul.
It's for a foul, team second.
Riley, I thought you got a bummer on that one. But that's how life goes sometimes, isn't it?
Yep.
Jay County with the basketball, Xavier 9 with it across the timeline, top of the key. Backs up, really being hawked there by Fort Recovery's Russell Gale. On the left, Noah Arbuckle. Corbin Ocker down the right side to Xavier 9 into Matthew Franks. Double teamed. And a jump ball is called. Indians have really cranked up the defense here.
Extra level here to start the quarter. So Coach Overton not very happy letting Jay County score 23. It was a fairly easy 23 in the first half.
Bringing the ball up the court now across the timeline, the Indians' Kobe Wendell. Kobe will stop, pass out top of the key to Ian Holman. Goes over to Riley Dilworth, now down in the corner. Back outside again. Kobe Wendell, free throw line. He'll pass over on the left side to Russell Gale. There's a three-point shot from the wing, and it's good by Evers. Dylan Evers scoring. Make it 28-14. Indians are back to within 14.
For Coach Hornell, keep an eye on this. You don't want to let Fort Recovery get too much momentum if you're Jay Thomas.
Down goes Xavier Nine to the hoop. He can't get it to go down. Rebound Ian Holman. Holman's been all over the place since he came in there. Riley Dilworth on the left. Back outside it goes. Over on the right to Kobe Wendell. He'll dump it down to Evers, down along the baseline. He brings it back out. Ian Holman with it. Around the horn, over on the left side to Kobe Wendell. Kobe passes on the baseline to Russell Gale. Now right side it goes to Ian Holman. Outside to Wendell, to Dilworth on the left side to Gale. Back outside again to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will feed over here to Ian Holman. Now back on the left side to Russell Gale. There's Evers with it, guarded by Gabe Lincoln. They're going to call Gabe for reaching in, trying to slap the ball away from Dylan Evers. So it'll be out of bounds. Jay County's Brad Horn wants to call timeout. So Patriots call time. It's 28-14, a 14-point lead for Jay County. We'll be back in just a moment.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
28-14 the score. The Jay County Patriots lead the Fort Recovery Indians here in the third quarter of the junior varsity game with 3:40 to go in the quarter. Ian Holman, a beautiful pass inside to Brian Benn, and the shot is blocked by Gabe Link. But that was a very nice pass from Holman, just didn't work out for him. Here's Jay County with the ball. Underneath to Noah Arbuckle, he scores and gives Xavier Nine a terrific assist there.
Yeah, Xavier had a rough game last night, but pretty good tonight so far.
And there's a foul on Corbin Ocker as he fouled Russell Gale. Out of bounds to the Indians. Corbin Ocker will go out. Noah Arbuckle will go out. Landon Grimes will come in. And also Gavin Randall comes in for Jay County. Evers went out for Fort Recovery, and Owen Shane came in. Kobe Wendell with the ball out front. He'll pass over on the right side to Russell Gale. Gale dribbles towards the baseline, feeds off to Ben in the lane, fires and misses. Just didn't quite get enough up on it. And there's a foul called on Jay County, and Brian Ben will go to the line. Now, Jay County Patriots will leave the gymnasium and head to the locker room. They have already got their uniforms on, though, so they don't have to get dressed. They're dressed already. Brian Benn puts it up and in.
Third foul call on Matt Franks a moment ago, so he goes out. Braden Mock back in.
One more for Brian Benn. He'll put it up, and it is good. It makes it 30-16 now. The Indians trailing Jay County by that 14-point margin. Landon Grimes with the ball. He'll pass it off to Gabe Link. Three-point shot. It's good. He's feeling it tonight. Gabe Link with a three.
16 points now for Gabe.
Well, he's had some frustrating games, so I guess this one will make up for it.
A lot of the frustration's been on inside shots, so tonight it's just a three.
There's a pass from Brian Benn into Owen Shane, and Gabe Link picked it up, and it goes off of Fort Recovery. Gabe Link falls down over Owen Shane, no foul called. And the Patriots will have the ball out of bounds, as again it was deflected off of Russell Gale. Braden Mock with the ball. He's in there now. Landon Grimes to Gabe Link. Three-pointer. He got it again. Gabe Lincoln having a career night here.
I saw him look to the sideline, and Coach Horn said, do it again.
Left side it goes. Out to Ian Holman. He'll pass over on the left wing to Gavin Toby. Here's Toby firing and scoring. Toby, a nice-looking player. Another one of those freshman players.
Now Link is calling for the ball.
Give it to me. He has the ball on the outside. This time, Gavin Toby's on him. Top of the key, Gabe Link. He'll dribble, passes on the left to Landon Grimes. Back out top to go to Xavier Nine. Nine dribbles, feeds over to Link on the left. Link thinks about shooting, decides against it, goes to Braden Mock. Mock dribbles, turns, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby.
Nice spin move.
Down to a minute 17 here in the third quarter. Owen Shane puts it up no good. Rebound Braden Mock of Jay County. Patriots leading here 36-18. Xavier Nine with it down the lane. Tries to feed off to Braden Mock. And Owen Shane tips it out of bounds. It'll be Jay County's basketball on the far sideline. Brian Benn will go out. Ian Holman goes out. Ian had a nice effort there while he was in the lineup. So that's 6 minutes.
Regan Martin and Ryan Post back in.
They're going to put a lot of points up on the board for Fort Recovery before their careers are done, Regan and Ryan. The R&R team. Here's a drive by Xavier Nine, and he is fouled. He'll be at the line for two shots. They're going to say Russell Gale reached in. 36-18 now, and going to the free throw line is Xavier Nine. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We're pleased to bring you the Fort Recovery and Jay County boys basketball games this evening. First free throw is no good by Xavier. We will have one more. This one's up, and it is no good again. This time the ball goes to Owen Shane. Gives over to Ryan Post. Post will bring it down across the timeline. Right side to Regan Martin. Back out to Owen Shane. He'll dump it over here to Gavin Toby. Toby feeds to Kobe Wendell, top of the key. On the left, there's Ryan Post. Drives in, feeds off to Wendell. Kobe at the free throw line. Back outside. Wendell gets it back on the right to Ryan Post. Back out top. Here's a shot by Toby. No good by Gavin. Rebound Owen Shane. Back up and in off the glass. Nice shot for Owen Shane. And the Patriot lead goes to 36-20. And the Patriots didn't get a shot off there. They didn't realize it was so close to the end of the quarter.
Yeah, it ticked down really quick. And Coach Horn tried to get their attention, but too late.
So after three, it's Shea County 36, Fort Recovery 20. Stick around. We'll be back with quarter number four coming up right after this.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction of Red Key would like to thank their loyal commercial and industrial customers for your patronage. For all of your concrete or general construction needs, depend on Mid-States of Red Key. Happy holidays and the best in the coming year from Brooks Fugit, Jim Persinger, and their entire staff at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction, 6748 West, 600 South, Red Key.
Christmas gift store that's hidden in plain sight. With Christmas decor, purses, jewelry, women's apparel, candles, Melissa and Doug toys, ties, and lots more toys, plus stocking stuffers and a baby boutique. Where is this amazing store? Inside Adams Memorial Hospital. The Adams Memorial Gift Shop offers thousands of items. See for yourself. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. Santa will be pleased you visited the Adams Memorial Hospital Gift Shop.
Here we go with the fourth quarter. We'll turn it over to Justin Mangold. Justin?
All right. Thanks, Rob. Jay County leading 36-20 with the basketball. It's Gabe Faulkner over to Landon Grimes. Now to Gavin Randall. Back to Faulkner. Faulkner stops, finds Landon Grimes again. Around the corner, Ocker. Ocker's been quiet tonight. Has not scored. Outside is Faulkner. Finds a cutting Randall up and in. Gavin Randall with the bucket.
Give old Gabe Faulkner the assist.
Now 5 points for Randall. And it's 38-20. Patriots back by 18. There's a steal for Corbin Ocker. Ocker finds Randall again up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Randall. And it's 40-20. Jay County's biggest lead tonight. Now 20 points. Regan Martin goes to the hoop, lost the handle, deflects it right to Landon Grimes. He'll find Faulkner. Faulkner will take it up and draw a foul.
Gavin Toby commits the foul.
Second foul on Toby. And Faulkner will have two free throws. Faulkner had a teammate with him, could have made it easy on himself, but took it up himself. And was fouled very hard. Faulkner's first point tonight, a free throw.
It did take Gabe Link out of the game, by the way. Don't think you'll see him in this fourth quarter. He had quite a night. How many points?
19. Free throws are both good. If Link is on like he is, blame some in the varsity if he's going to be hitting tonight. We might save him a quarter or two just for that reason. Down low it goes. Turnaround shot is up and no good for Owen Shane. Rebound for Arbuckle. Quickly up to Faulkner. Puts it up. No good this time. Rebound for Fort Recovery. Regan Martin with the board. Regan will take it all the way to the hoop. Puts it up and off the glass and in.
Nice move.
First basket tonight for Regan Martin. And Fort Recovery wants time. 5:26 to play, fourth quarter, Jay 42 and Fort Recovery 22.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Okay, Coach did call a 60-second timeout, but we'll just keep it right here. And remind you, you're listening to the voice of Jayland, WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3, our new FM station, and also PortRecoveryRadio.com.
And that last basket was by Ryan Post, not Regan Martin. It's a 42-22 the lead for the Jay County Patriots. Kenny with the basketball after the Fort Recovery timeout. Indians are down to two timeouts left tonight. So Kenny still has four. Faulkner to the hoop. Lost the ball on his hip. And it's tied up. Hell ball will go to Fort Recovery. Indians trying to make a little run here. Trailing by 20 now. But they have the ball. Coach Warren has seen enough.
They are going to put Gabe back in.
Yeah, they're going to put Link back in, Nine back in, Franks back in, and Mock back in. So after that last offensive possession, Coach Warren said, let's change this up. Indians with the ball, trailing by 20. But they do have the last basket. Regan Martin with it. Hands off to Gavin Toby. Toby back to Martin. Martin toward the hoop, stops, bounce pass down low to Toby, up and in. Nice two-man game that time. It's 42-24, down to an 18-point game. For the Patriots, Braden Mock goes to the right side. Landon Grimes. No, actually, that's Ocker. Ocker passes over, back to the left side, down to Matt Franks. Throws it up, and it goes in. Franks was kind of falling down, wanted to pass, it had nowhere to go, so just threw it up, and it went in. And Jay leads at 44-24. That's the night the Patriots have had so far. And there's a steal for Corbin Ocker. Only the third turnover tonight for Fort Recovery.
Not much going wrong for Jay County this evening, that's for sure.
No. 44-24. Hawker to the hoop, lost the handle. Well, it was actually a shot, but it wasn't very close. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. I think he actually did lose it on the way up from the shot. Indians with the basketball, trailing by 20. On the outside is Kobe Wendell. Wendell up top now to Regan Martin. Martin around to Toby. Toby to the free throw line, dishes outside to Wendell. And the 3:40 to play in the game. Jay County's lead is 20. Three-pointer for Owen Shane is no good. Rebound taken down by Kobe Wendell. Wendell back to Shane. To the hoop, strong and in. Nice move by the sophomore Owen Shane. Makes it 44-26. His lead is 18. Mock with a ill-advised pass across the court. Turnover Patriots.
Russell Gale picked that right out of the sky, and then he misses a shot.
Had the shot blocked. Rebound taken down by Jay County. Patriots got back on defense. Now Jay with the basketball. Franks with it to the hoop, up and in. Franks with 12 tonight, and Jay leads at 46-26. 2:55 to play here, fourth quarter. Wendell with the ball on the outside. Stops, feeds to the corner for Regan Martin. Back to Wendell. Now up top to Toby, and a foul and a reach-in for Link.
Yeah. Once, second time tonight he's been called for that, reaching in from behind as the player went by.
About the same spot, too. 2:45 to play. Jay leads at 46-26. Link, Franks, and Nine all go out for Jay. Patriot lead is 20. On the outside is Russell Gale. Gale feeds to the corner, three-pointer in the air is good. Dylan Evers with the triple. It's at 46-29, down to a 17-point game.
He's got a nice shooting eye, at least tonight he does.
Yeah, it's his second three. He's up to 8 points. 2:20 to play. Patriot lead is 17, and they just throw it away. Goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
Indians will have the ball underneath their own hoop here.
Kirk Horn wants to have a word with this group of subs that came in a moment ago. 46-29, Jay leads by 17.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Beer Power Sports has a holiday sales event you can't beat. Save up to $500 off Polaris accessories, even if you already own a Polaris vehicle. That's right, up to $500 off. So let Beer Power Sports help you this Christmas season with your holiday shopping needs. With specials going on now through December, stop by and see Beer Power Sports on Highway 27 at the south edge of Bern. Beer Power Sports, you've got the passion, we've got the ride.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, 2:14 to play fourth quarter. Jay County leads 46-29 in junior varsity play. Indians with the basketball. On the outside is Regan Martin. Martin has it on the right wing. Stops. This is left to Holman for three. Too strong. The rebound taken down by Gavin Randall. Jay County has it up by 17, under two to play. On the left side is Noah Arbuckle. Into the corner for Braden Mock. Mock that up in the air, nowhere to go, and threw it away. Here come the Indians. Shot is up and no good. A hard foul committed by Landon Grimes. And at the free throw line, the Indians will send. 33-0 Shane. Shane will have two.
His dad is Ken Shane. A lot of you know Ken with the Bank of Geneva.
Patriots made sure he'll have to earn these here. He misses the first. Mock goes out and Faulkner in for Jay. In for the Indians, Derek Lochtefeld, and Regan Martin goes out. 17-point Jay lead, 1:43 to play. One more free throw for Owen Shane. It's up and good. 6 points for Shane. It's 46-30. Jay's lead is 16. 1:35 and ticking. Faulkner on the outside. Finds Corbin Ocker. Ocker up top to Noah Arbuckle. Into the corner now for Faulkner. Jay's swinging it around here. picking up some clock, leading by 16. Into the corner, losing out of bounds with Brandon Grimes. Turnover number 7 on the Patriots. Braden Mock checks back in for Jay, and Noah Arbuckle out. 16-point Jay lead, 1:15 to play. On the left side, Ian Holman in travel. Turnover number 4 on the Indians. With 1:11 to play. 46-30 the game score. Cross midcourt will go Landon Grimes. Grimes to his left for Kobe Wendell. Wendell over to Brian Benn, or I should say to Corbin Ocker. Ocker with the basketball for Jay County. Goes around the screen, maybe a moving screen, finds Randall, puts the shot up and in. Or not in, rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and then traveling.
Call for the walk there was Derek Lochteveld.
So on the inbound is Landon Grimes for Jay County. Comes in to Corbin Ocker. Ocker fakes the pass, takes it up and in.
Nice move.
Yeah, nice little fake and score. 48-30, the Patriot lead. Shot on the right side, no good. Cleanup bucket up and in for Owen Shane. It's at 48-32.
Owen has 8 tonight.
Down to a 16-point game. And he is Fort Recovery's leading scorer. He's tied with Dylan Evers with 8. Down to 15 seconds to play in the game. Braden Mock with it for Jay. Pitchers trying to salt away the clock here. Down to 5 to play. Final score will be Jay County 48. And Fort Recovery 32. Patriots improved to 5-2 on the season. Fort Recovery drops to 1-4. And Jay County 48, Fort Recovery 32.
We'll return in a moment. Don't go away. We'll be back with all the stats for you. And we've got our interviews between games. So stay tuned for that coming up here with Chris Craig of Jay County and Mike Bayshore of Fort Recovery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store and a whole lot more.
Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, let's move over to Justin Mango with a wrap-up of the junior varsity game.
All right, for the Indians, they are, again, co-led by Dylan Evers with 8, Owen Shane with 8, and then they have 1, 2, 3, 4 players with 4 points each. Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, and Ian Holman each with 4, and again, Evers and Shane with 8. Jay County led tonight by Gabe Link with 19, 12 for Matt Franks, 7 points for Gavin Randall, 4 for Noah Arbuckle, and 2 each for Corbin Ocker, Gabe Faulkner, and Landon Grimes. Again, the Indians led by Dylan Evers and Owen Shane with 8 each. Jay County 19 for Link and 12 for Franks. Turnover 7 for the Patriots and 5 for the Indians. Again, 48-32, Jay County wins. Patriots are 5-2, Indians are 1-4.
We'll be back with our pregame show coming up in just a moment, right after this.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.